Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has reportedly made another payment to Samsung for selling too few iPhones. According to a new report from Display Supply Chain Consultants, Apple made a one-time payment of $950 million to Samsung last quarter for purchasing fewer OLED iPhone displays than required. Samsung said in its Q2 guidance that the operating profit for Q2 2020 included a one-time gain related to its display business. Samsung did not disclose the amount of the payment, but the report from the DSCC cites unnamed sources and said that Apple made a payment of closer to $950 million. According to the report, the Apple payment likely turned what would have otherwise been an operating loss for Samsung Display into an operating profit. If this situation sounds familiar, it's because something similar happened in Q2 of 2019, when Apple also faced a penalty from Samsung for not buying OLED displays at the agreed level. Apple has agreements in place with many of its suppliers to make minimum purchases, likely to achieve lower prices per unit. If Apple fails to hit that minimum purchase target, the contracts usually stipulate that a penalty will apply. That's what happened this year and last year, but this year Apple's supply chain and demand were both affected by COVID-19, which could explain what led the company to order fewer OLED panels than initially expected. In other news, a new report from Bloomberg offers additional information on Apple's plan to return to normal operations around the world despite the COVID-19 pandemic. In the United States, Apple has told its employees that it does not anticipate a full return to physical offices before the end of the year. But in Europe and the Asia-Pacific regions, Apple says it does anticipate that all employees will come back to the offices over the coming months based on local conditions. Apple is also continuing to adjust its retail operations in the United States. The company has reclosed many of its retail stores due to an increase in COVID-19 cases. And in light of that, Apple continues to encourage retail staff to sign up and work from home through the Retail at Home program. This is Apple's program that allows retail employees to provide online support for Apple users while their local stores are closed. Finally, the report says that Apple has started a COVID-19 testing program that allows retail and corporate employees working remotely to take COVID-19 tests at home. Through this program, the tests will be shipped to employees' houses, and then the kit can be sent out to a testing site for processing. The report from Bloomberg comes as Apple's home state of California has announced a major rollback of its reopening process due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. California is closing indoor operations statewide for many establishments, but as of right now, Apple stores in and around San Francisco, Sacramento, and San Jose remain open, but it's highly possible that that will change in the coming days. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in about half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. This includes drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can also save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Simply go to directmail.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. Earlier this year, Apple agreed to pay out $500 million to settle a class action lawsuit in the United States over its decision to throttle iPhone performance when battery health declined. Now, a new website has been set up for affected iPhone owners to submit a claim for payout. Apple will pay out between $310 million and $510 million to settle this lawsuit. The exact amount will vary based on how many claims are submitted, but under the settlement, Apple will pay out $25 to eligible iPhone owners. To be eligible to receive the payment, you must live in the United States and have owned an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE that ran iOS 10.2.1 or later. Alternatively, you must have owned an iPhone 7 or 7 Plus with iOS 11.2 or later before December of 2017. You can apply to receive this settlement payment at the website set up by the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. You will be required to enter your iPhone's serial number, but if you don't know that, there is a tool on the settlement website that allows you to locate it based on your Apple ID and street address. An email sent out to potential class members said that the final hearing for the class action lawsuit is set for December 4th. At this point, the judge will sign off on the settlement and payments will be distributed to eligible class members. You have until October 6th to submit a claim via online or via the mail. For those unfamiliar, the basis of this lawsuit is that the policy changes introduced in iOS 10.2.1 led customers to believe that their phones were at the end of their life, requiring a new battery or new phones altogether. This is because Apple silently made the decision to start throttling iPhone performance when battery health degraded. Apple has denied any wrongdoing and said that it is only agreeing to this settlement to avoid costly litigation going forward. You can sign up for the class action settlement and learn more at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.